Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I love Fridays. We do a Keeping It 203 recap quiz.
I always get nervous. It's like I'm back in school. It's like I'm in middle school again. Like,
your whole body language is just like, ah.
And I know it's coming every week, and I still get nervous. It's just like school. It's a pop quiz.
I think you're going to do fine today.
Okay, let's see. Yeah.
Okay, big changes are coming to Milford next year, starting in 2025. One popular event will be evening only, running from 5 to 10 p.m. on August 15th and the 16th. After 50 years, organizers decided to cut back on daytime activities. What is the name of the event?
That would be the Milford Oyster Festival. I knew that one because I live in Milford. I work in Milford, and I'm very connected to Milford. So, and it was all over the internet. A lot of people are saying, like, oh, it's such a sad thing that's happening, but they didn't cancel the festival. That's where I think a lot of people are missing. You know, it's still going to be Oyster Eve and the Saturday night. They're still doing a big thing. It's just going to be a little different.
Yeah, a little smaller. That's all. Okay, we're going to talk about the two Connecticut teens who celebrated Thanksgiving a little differently this year. It was Addison from Oxford and Vivian of Newtown. They had a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity performing with Riverdance during what popular holiday event last week?
Oh, no. Was I here when we talked about? No, I'm just kidding. Was it a tree lighting? I don't know. I forget.
Really? Oh, no, it wasn't a tree lighting.
What was it?
It was the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh, right. Wait, the Macy's one?
Yeah, the Macy's one.
Oh, that's right.
You were here when I talked about this story.
Maybe it was the holidays that I got all screwed up with.
Okay.
I don't know. I was thinking Christmas stuff. But yeah, the Thanksgiving parade. That's right.
I didn't see that coming.
Oh, man. Okay, so I'm one for one.
I really thought you were going to get that one. Okay. After 27 years, an iconic concert series is wrapping up. It was launched back in 1997 to energize Stamford downtown, and it grew into a major event featuring acts like B.B. King, Boyz II Men, and Third Eyed Blind. What is the name of the series?
Alive at 5.
Yes, it is.
I knew all the things that were going away, apparently. Not that the Oyster Festival is going away, but you know what I mean.
I do.
That one, they didn't tweak. They're actually getting rid of Alive at 5.
They're getting rid of it, but they do hope to find something else to take its place.
Right. So, yeah, keep your eye out for Stamford. Hopefully they do. I hope they bring some sort of music-related festival or something happening down there, because that's always fun. Sad to see Alive at 5 go. But I think I did all right. I got 2 right. Yeah,
you got 2 right. And, you know, I feel like, I don't know, I think you knew the answer to the Thanksgiving
I got confused.
One.
I was thinking of maybe it was the Rockefeller thing in New York that screwed me up. I was thinking of Christmas stuff, and I totally forgot
about
the parade.
Too much holidays. You're probably still living on Halloween candy. It's a lot.
It's true.